Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bridgestone Weatherpeak. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Happy 4th of July. Welcome inside The Dan Patrick Show. Jason Smith and Mike Harmon in for Dan the Danettes today. As you wonder, can I still bet on Joey Chestnut? He's got a leg injury. It's his Michael Jordan flu game today. Will he eat 75 hot dogs? Will he eat 80 hot dogs?
That's right. 74 and a half. The number, his best is 76. Set a couple of years ago.
With the injury, do you go over 74 and a half or under?
I think he's got something he wants to prove. Show that his brain and the power between the ears is greater than any leg injury. Greater than anything. So he will show the intestinal fortitude and get it done. I'll take the over.
I think the injury is going to affect him a little bit. Having to stand on it. He's using crutches, the balance issue.
Well, crutches, yeah. I mean, if there's a bit of wind, I mean, we got a stiff breeze. I got to know.
He can just blow right over.
I mean, is the humidity up? I don't know.
Or will a guy next to him just try to tip him over and just try to push him?
What, hey, like that Nancy Pelosi photo op thing where she's elbowing out that kid? Look, I don't do politics. We're not going to do political radio. But there's no denying that she took that kid and tried to shove her out of a photo op.
Just let's put Joey on the end so I can just tip him over down the stairs.
Wow.
So
now you're pushing him down the stairs.
I'm going to go under.
It's one thing to nudge him. Now you're trying to take him down.
This is competition. You're talking about the mustard belt, man. This isn't some crazy-ass
thing. That's an American legend.
This is the mustard belt we're talking about
here. He should be coming out to the I Am a Real American like Hulk Hogan did all those years ago. Or James Brown, living in America. I don't know, but he can't dance. He's on one leg, hopping around.
Just like Rocky IV, he comes down to the ring and everybody else comes up to the ring. I see what you think. Okay, not bad. Joey Chestnut defending the mustard belt with, I believe it's a torn tendon in his legs. Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm going under.
And welcome back, Mickey Sudo. Missed last year's due to pregnancy. So now she's back into the competitive eating world. Over-under for her is in the mid-40s.
So we got to Kevin Durant a few minutes ago, and now we get to the Kyrie Irving aspect of free agency and something NBA and NFL insider Jordan Schultz talked about with us earlier in the show. But first, let me say this. Because we're talking about a point guard to the Lakers, potentially with Kyrie Irving, if they can figure it out and he goes there. It was 10 years ago today. The basketball world was rocked when on 4th of July, the Lakers struck a deal with the Phoenix Suns to get Steve Nash in exchange for 4 draft picks. The Lakers wound up sending over $25 million and 4 picks, 2 firsts and 2 seconds to the Suns in exchange for Steve Nash. I don't think I need to remind everybody how that worked out. It didn't. Steve Nash was done. He couldn't stay healthy. His assists were cut in half. And the downturn of the Lakers, they thought this was going to be their next iteration of a superstar team. Because look, they had gone to back-to-back finals and, you know, in 8 and 9, they won a couple more. Then it was, okay, this group is done. Now Steve Nash is going to come at the end of his career, and he's going to help restart it. And it didn't happen. And that started like a bad 6 or 7 year run of, hey, we're cooked because we gave up a couple of draft picks. We went all in on Steve Nash. It didn't work out. But just to think back for a second, the Lakers had a chance where the NBA world has changed. We talk about packages for star players now that are in the 3 or 4 first round picks, maybe it's 5 picks total, and picks wind up getting traded all over the place, and here's other players that are going in these deals. And here was Steve Nash, who, yes, was 37 years old, but was coming off an all-star season. You know, he was still a 13-10 guy, right? He's still Steve Nash. And it was 2 first-round picks and 2 seconds. Second-round picks, which people just use for collateral, and 2 first-round picks, which at the time was, whoa, you traded all those picks. Now it's, oh, that's all it was 2 first-round picks for, Yeah. It didn't work, but in theory, it was still supposed to be good because Steve Nash was still an all-star player. He just fell off a cliff, and he retired 2 years after. But just to think about how far the NBA has come, where 10 years ago, this could set the Lakers back for years if it doesn't work out. Yeah, it kind of did, but it was other moves as well. But now no one would bat an eye. Oh, that's all you want? 2 first-round picks? Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, that's all you want? Really? I feel bad. Let me give you a third. Just because I feel bad, I don't want people thinking we fleeced you. We'll give you a third. That's how far the NBA has come as far as dealing with draft picks and big trades.
Yeah, I mean, we had last week, right, the Gobert trade and all the first-round picks. You had some bit of hand-wringing and whatever. Like, I was on board the Snead bandwagon of blank the picks long before. It's like, if I can win today for what's not guaranteed, because I got to get all that other stuff right? All those picks have to play out to really, and we have to still be no good. Because the NBA, let's call it what it is. You can find some players, some guys will come through the G League and internationally, and maybe a few second rounders and undrafted guys become players of prominence. That has generally not been the way of the world, right? The NFL, we see it all the time. Half the league's undrafted or third day guys, all that kind of thing. You know, as we watch the salary and the disparity, right? And guys that kind of churn through the league. With the NBA, if you're not in that lottery, generally, now it's a roll of the dice. Now, everybody that gets drafted in the first round gets their contract, but you move on in terms of, all right, who's actually an impact player? So I saw the Gobert thing and kind of shrugged, went, all right, there it is, the new price of poker went up once again. Now, what really has to happen here as we look at the anniversary, right, July 4th, 2016 was the year that Kevin Durant joined the Warriors. But here, Kyrie Irving could, if the trade were to be done today to send him to the Lakers, he could send a good, nice goodbye note to Steve Nash. Hey, 10 years ago, you were there. I'm taking care of this, just like I took over practices this last year in Brooklyn. Take care of yourself. Look, I'm writing it for him.
No, like, sure, you are.
There you go.
No, but look.
Yeah, it's been obviously a difficult decade. We talked a lot about the Genie Bus tweet. Find the podcast, find the audio, find the tweets at How About a Fresca, at Swollen Dome. Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of opportunities and guys that were drafted and didn't get time for things to gestate. Would they have become the same players? Maybe, maybe not. Would you have a ring? Maybe, maybe not. But you know what? You got one with Anthony Davis. So for all the missteps, all the anger that still pervades Los Angeles, there's still a ring in spite of all of these other issues.
Now, speaking of the current Lakers as they deal with the 10th anniversary of Steve, it would be great to figure out a deal for Kyrie Irving today, right?
Hey, no, that's what I mean. Hey,
every 10 years, we're going to make a controversial trade for a point guard. look. as the Kevin Durant news continues to unfold and we try to figure out where he's going to wind up. Look, we talked to Jordan Schultz last hour on the show, NBA, NFL insider, said, look, Kyrie Irving, the deal will probably get done. He'll wind up somewhere before Kevin Durant because it doesn't feel like Kevin Durant's really operating on any sense of urgency. So it might be a couple of weeks for Kevin Durant. For the Lakers and Kyrie Irving, it sort of feels like this was a trade that's just going to happen, right? There's too much that has gone down the road. But look, we talked about this, in the first hour of the show, that Kyrie to the Lakers, this is what he wants. The Lakers are already engaged with the Nets about a potential trade. And if they can find a way to offload Russell Westbrook, hey, again, Rob Pelinka, GM of the year, because he found a way to get Anthony Davis when that was the only suitor. If he can find a way to get rid of Russell Westbrook, that would really be something. So it feels like a fait accompli, like this is just going to happen. And whether it's a deal that is in the next few days or if it's a deal that gets into the season a little bit and Kyrie doesn't play for the Nets because it's decided he's going to sit, they're going to John Wall him, and he's going to sit out until they make a trade, or maybe Kyrie says, I won't play until you trade me, to force his way to L.A. Him getting to L.A. is going to happen. It's just about the when and the where, but he will be playing the vast majority of the season with LeBron James because it's what he wants. The Nets have to move him, and so much has kind of gone down that road already that if this is the one destination, the place he wants to be, it's going to happen. And here's Jordan Schultz when I said, hey, do you feel the same way? Like this Kyrie Irving to the Lakers is going to happen? Here's what he said.
It feels like that's done without being done. Or it's just like, it makes too much sense too, because Kyrie is 30 now. He's still, smack dab in the prime of his career. But what better place for him to go to, in theory, than LeBron James, where he can, refocus on basketball, if you will.
I don't know that it's the best place as far as it might be the only place for him, because how many teams that are contenders are going to be comfortable? Hey, we're going to blow it up for Kyrie. Really? For Kyrie, the guy that we don't know when he's going to show up and walk through the door and play, you're going to blow it up for him? Yeah, because when he plays, he's great. But that's the whole thing. It's when he plays. So there's not many teams would say, yes, we're a contender, but you got to give up stuff to get Kyrie. If Kyrie was a free agent and you could bring him in on the one-year, $6 million deal, yeah, there'd be more teams would say, okay, we can have a Kyrie experiment. If it works, great. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But the fact that what you have to give up and assets to move back from, not everybody can. I don't think many teams are sold on Kyrie. They're kind of nervous that this is a guy that has treated basketball as his third or fourth priority the last couple of years. But the Lakers have no choice because they're walking into this season, Mike, with no hope because they can't move. They can't improve the roster. They're hoping that another year Kendrick Nunn is coming back and, oh, he's going to be the guy. And maybe Rob Pelinka could trade Talen Horton-Tucker for Giannis. Maybe that could happen. They don't really have a hope. So the only thing they can do is throw a Hail Mary, and bringing Kyrie Irving in would be that Hail Mary. Maybe it helps to get LeBron James back and refocus on winning a title, and it helps. But that's why it's the only team that makes sense, because the Lakers have no hope going in. So if you're a bad team going in with LeBron being a year older, AD being a year older and not healthy and not playing basketball apparently for a while, Russell Westbrook's not working, you can't trust a big influx of guys that are getting older to play. Like, hey, the Warriors had it last year. Yeah, a little different situation. Yeah, this is the only real place for Kyrie, and it's the only one that makes sense. Kyrie to the Lakers, because the Lakers have nothing to lose.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a middling team thinking, all right, this gets us into the playoffs and some respectability in our home market, fine. But you're leveraging a lot for a guy who is on the last year of his deal. And do you want him long term? Probably not, right? Especially if you know it's not leading to some postseason glory, to where you're going to a conference finals or have a legitimate shot at a title. Throw it out. In this case, LeBron James, second year of a two-year deal. Both sync up as free agents. Maybe they decide they really love playing together again and they want to be here in Los Angeles. And look, boom, there's two long-term, two-year, three-year extensions to see what they can run together and do. Yeah, it makes sense. So many other, but if you're a contender and you're already near the top, is he pushing you over? And what are the assets do you have to do because of the, hey, we've got to make salaries match, right? That's where it starts. You potentially gut things along the way to do it. So, yeah, I think this also plays back into the you placating LeBron, right? Because through his media minions, again, say it yourself. You're on social media all the time. I know it's tampering, but we know that doesn't matter. Go back to Rick Brunson and Damian Lillard. Damian Lillard would get fined for putting up a tweet with and an Instagram post with KD in a Blazers uniform, which really should be the thing that happens, right? He should go play with the Blazers since they screwed up not drafting him all those years ago. Here, you get him now. See if you can make it work. You did your penalty for Sam Bowie and for Greg Oden. Now you get KD. See if you can make it right after all these years. But for Kyrie, yeah, this is really the last place of hope, unless you really think those two-way guys are leading you to the promised land.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon in for Dan and the Danettes today. Kyrie to the Lakers. It's a fait accompli. One of my favorite phrases to use, a fait accompli. But coming up next, more big stuff from the NBA and a cryptic midnight tweet that was put out that has everybody talking. That's coming up next right here. Jason and Mike, this is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year. Be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my game.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one. firmer or softer on each side? You decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
LA Times NBA Insider. You can follow him on Twitter at Dan Wojcicki Sports. It is Dan Wojcicki. Dan, happy 4th of July. What's going on, man?
Thank you, guys. Either going to introduce me as someone who is no stranger to crushing too many hot dogs. I thought that's what it was going to be. So,
well,
I will land on midnight tweets happily.
How many could you do in 8 minutes? How many hot dogs in 8 minutes? If you really put your mind to it.
I mean, I'm a Chicagoan, so to me, a hot dog is a delicacy, right?
Yeah, they're like, talking, like this, Dan.
This like dip the bun in water nonsense. Like if it's just for like sport, in eight minutes, I think I could eat like six. If I'm being, like, dead honest.
I had a Portillo's yesterday. It was delicious.
Do you go sport peppers on or off?
Oh, of course they're on.
See, I don't do the sport peppers. Ooh, weak tummy.
Okay, well, no, it happens. Look.
That's why only six, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know about six, then. If you got a weak stomach, I don't know about that. I think maybe you want to cut it down.
He just set the
bit.
Under.
Hey, and also happy 4th and happy 10th anniversary of the Lakers-Steve Nash trade. How are you celebrating today?
It is also, by the way, like the 7th anniversary of me leaving a 4th of July party to go write about the Clippers using their mid-level exception on Spencer Hawes. So,
wow.
You had to leave a party to go write about Spencer Hawes?
You kept drinking while you wrote that story, right?
I did. Yes, wow. I did. And as a, like, this is like not a weird name drop. Oh, this is a weird name drop. Like 2 years later, on the 4th of July, I ended up at a party hosted by Spencer Hawes.
As in, it was his house, or he was the paid promotion guy?
He was renting. He was renting a place in Manhattan Beach, California. I was walking on the Strand, I think, from a liquor store, probably to or fro, and I saw Spencer Hawes, and he invited us up, and we had a nice time.
Wow. Hey, you're the guy that wrote that article on me on 4th of July when I was Googling my name. Hey, come to my party. This is going to be great.
That second paragraph really didn't make a lot of sense. When did you write that on the 4th?
Oh, man. Rough night.
Hey, so, you know, a couple of big stories to get to. The first one, we talked about this a few minutes ago with Jordan Schultz, the Kyrie Irving deal. Kyrie to the Lakers kind of feels like, in the words of Jordan Schultz, like it's done without being done. And you know, we've talked about this, that with so many avenues pointing towards this, it's just a matter of when Kyrie winds up with the Lakers. You agree with that?
I think so. Now, look, right, I am hesitant to, you know, in this league especially, right, like, done without being done is a lot of wiggle room. You know, Kyrie and Kevin Durant to the Knicks was done without being done. You know, like,
thanks for
like,
that.
Wait, you just took him out at the knees. You galoolied him on the 4th of July.
Lest we forget, right? So I think that there are a lot of signs pointing to this. Strong mutual interest being one of them, a lack of a trade market being another. However, I think the mechanizations of it are still seemingly like kind of, I don't want to say they're far away, but it doesn't, I haven't gotten the sense that it's been like totally imminent. Like, I don't think it's going to happen today, right? Like, I think that there's still some stuff to figure out. And honestly, if you're the Lakers, on one hand, this is super obvious, right? You do it. And you do whatever you need to do it. But on the other, there are a lot of reasons to be hesitant, right? Like, obviously, like, take, like, even Kyrie's vaccine stances and stuff like that out of the equation if you can, right? You've got a player who does have an injury history, by the way, and you're trading him to a team that also has a player with an injury history, and Anthony Davis, and another player, LeBron James, who will increasingly have an injury history as he gets older. So there's that to consider, right? If you are going to trade multiple future first-round picks, or even one, you should be doing it for a player that you're confident you're going to have a long-term commitment with. And committing to and with Kyrie Irving and having that commitment flow back in itself is dicey. And then I think the third factor in this, I haven't really heard this talked about a lot, is that, you know, this is the same group that consummated the Anthony Davis trade. And, you know, if you talk to people around the league, the thing you hear a lot is like, yeah, they probably won the trade, but they lost the negotiation. Right? And what I mean by that is probably they were bidding against themselves in that process. And Anthony Davis and Clutch had steered the ship to the Lakers, and had the Lakers maybe been a little more patient. Maybe they hang on to Josh Hart. You know, maybe they hang on to a future first-round pick or a pick swap or something like that. Or maybe one of the first they send out becomes a swap. You know, I think that sticker shock in the aftermath of that trade, I think over time, especially, it looks like they paid a lot and maybe didn't have to pay quite as much. Now, against the Rudy Gobert trade, it seems like, you know, okay, like they've got a pretty good deal. But I think what I'm saying is you have a group of people that see similarities in the situation. They see a trade market in which they're probably the only bidder, realistically. And so they don't want to give on everything. I think partly out of principle and partly out of the fact that, you know, they know that there's long-term risk associated with this.
Yeah, I guess when it gets down to it, Dan, I mean, we're looking at you sync up Kyrie and LeBron. It's 1 year of a reunion, and let's see how it goes, right? Because you're not committing to some long-term deal.
I don't think it's that. I think if you're trading for Kyrie, that the goal is for Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis to be the future franchise. That's what I believe.
Right. I think goal-wise, but just in the interim, right? You know, like when we're talking
sure.
about
I mean, you
28
only have him for 1 year.
29
yeah,
picks only, and whatever else.
Yeah, you only have him for 1 year under contract, and he could go do whatever he wanted. Now, yeah. I think the solace for the Lakers should be is that by, you know, I mean, I don't feel like I'm breaking news by saying this. Like, he wants to be on the Lakers.
Sure.
At least today.
Well, but that's the thing, right? All right. From all reports, everything's cool. Kyrie wants this to happen. LeBron wants this to happen. Yeah. Kyrie said whatever he needed to in public, saying, hey, it's all my fault. He fell on the proverbial sword for it and all.
Sure.
$10 million difference in salaries. I mean, what's the give in terms of players? We keep seeing Curry's name. We see Joe Harris's name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, look, and I think the Lakers would probably like to add Talen Horton-Tucker perhaps in the deal too. Doesn't really have a spot. Or maybe Kendrick Nunn. They've got a lot of guards, especially if they've got guys coming back in. I mean, look, is there a scenario in which – the Lakers end up trading both firsts and Talen Horton-Tucker and Kendrick Nunn and leave the deal with Seth Curry, Joe Harris, and Russell West or and Kyrie Irving? I could see that happening. You know, I think there is obviously the reason they would like Seth Curry ahead of Joe Harris is you've got a shorter contract and less injury concerns, right? Joe Harris coming off the serious ankle surgery. The Lakers have been hesitant about taking on long contracts for some reason. I don't know why. I think, you know, there is sort of an elephant in the room here too that we don't really know the answer to, or maybe we do and we're not seeing it. Is maybe they don't maybe management doesn't think LeBron James and Anthony Davis as a core is good enough anymore. That could be, that's a possibility too, right? As you see the Western Conference shake out the way it's shaking out, you know, I mean, Kevin Durant could be on the Phoenix Suns. You know, like, what is your belief level? And so you want to maintain some flexibility because you have no draft flexibility. And the way you would do that would be with short-term contracts. As of right now, the Lakers only have, I think, next year is Anthony Davis and I believe a player option from Talen Horton-Tucker.
Well, and obviously all these guys that are dominating Summer League, they're coming to take over, Dan.
Hey, this is not a space for Lakers Summer League slander. They are 2-0. Guys, it's been a while since I covered a team above 500. With the Lakers, so.
Hey, if Cole Swider shoots 80% from three, I think the Lakers can win
hot.
The NBA title. Yeah.
He is hot.
Cute,
yo.
Right, yeah.
I will say this. I did text a source with the Lakers about their summer league team a little bit and said, hey, things are going pretty well. And he said, well, to be honest, we've only played against one NBA player. He was referring to Moses Moody, who played yesterday for the Warriors. And this is what I responded. So, obviously, you guys were probably doing things that were much better than watching Lakers summer league basketball yesterday. Moses Moody in that game, like, caught an elbow, like, 2 minutes in and had to leave to go get stitches. And I'm like, yeah, and you guys blinded that guy. Like, amazing strategy.
Well, I mean, you can't fault a good strategy. I was watching the Elvis film, which I really liked, except it was a little bloated like me.
You know, it seems... And maybe, okay, I mean, this is maybe a little on the nose. It seems like a little sparkly for me. Like, well, like maybe like an, Elvis robe. Like, and look, maybe that's appropriate given the subject matter. I just, you know, I don't know. It seems like it's it seems like a movie. It's not a Baz Luhrmann movie, is it?
It is.
It is a Baz Luhrmann movie.
But I was going to say, it looks very much like a Baz
Also
Luhrmann
very
movie.
Sparkly, like a robe I may or may not have from my childhood, gentlemen.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Boy. Yeah. Dan Wojcicki with us, NBA insider reporter for the LA Times. All right, now we have to get to the Genie Bus cryptic midnight tweet. All right, it's starting to gain a lot of attention. Right around midnight, she put out this tweet. I miss KB, referring to Kobe Bryant. Maybe Kwame Brown. I'm assuming Kobe Bryant.
I miss Kobe Bryant.
He would understand and explain everything that I'm not allowed to. Honestly, he was the greatest Laker ever. He understood team over self, meaning your rewards would come if you valued team goals over your own, then everything would fall into place. All can reply. And it's, you know, people are replying. It's gaining a lot of attention. This is a very cryptic tweet. Is it about LeBron and Clutch Sports? Is it about Kyrie Irving? Is it about the state of the NBA? What's your takeaway from what you see from this tweet from Genie Bus?
I think I did a little digging on this, guys. I think it's about Kobe Bryant.
You think?
First and foremost.
Okay.
And the reason why is you can scroll over. I don't mean to tell all my tricks here. You can scroll over and you can see the tweets that Genie Bus has liked in the last 24 hours. And they're all about Kobe Bryant. And they're all about, you know, Kobe memories or Kobe's the GOAT or, you know, more players need to understand, like Kobe Bryant, blah, 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 blah. Right? Like, so I do think it is about Kobe. However, as an owner in the NBA right now, I would imagine this tremendous shift in power. I mean, you know, it's been a player-driven league for a while. Now you're seeing that power being kind of actualized. And I don't want to say player empowerment. It's not like that. That seems like a cliche. But I think what you're seeing, though, is, I mean, you do have a guy like Kevin Durant who goes to front office, goes to management, says, like, I want out. And he has he's got multiple years left on a contract. You have a player in Kyrie Irving involved in this stuff who, you know, sort of held his franchise hostage in a lot of ways for the last year plus. So, I think what got her thinking about Kobe Bryant is kind of maybe the question here. I do think the tweet itself is about Kobe Bryant. I don't think Genie is one to subtweet. Now, well, this is a LeBron tweet.
Well, the thing is, Dan, I look at this and I go, okay, it could be about all of these things. It could be about Kobe and I'm missing him because things would be different and I'm fighting with Clutch Sports and we made a bad trade in the NBA and certain rules are frustrating. I get all of this. But what I take away from this, and this is what I want, is that in all the conversations we have about the Lakers, it's about, are LeBron and Clutch Sports running the team? What about Rob Pelinka's job? And never is Genie Bus mentioned. And
the word allowed to here is the weird part.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is.
Is that just the being able to speak on the league or whatever?
She's allowed to do whatever she wants. She's the governor of the team.
Right, and that's my point, is that I get that every owner has their different style, and there's different ways people do things. And she's not quite the attention seeker that Jerry Jones and Mark Cuban are, but this is a point where I go, you know what? The Lakers are a mess. This is where I need Genie Bus to stand up and say, okay, I'm the owner. I'm the one calling the shots, and this is how we're going to get out of it. This is how we're going to get out of Russell Westbrook. This is how we're going to get out of the image of the team being being where it is right now. This is where I need Genie Bus to go, okay, you know what? None of this Clutch Sports stuff. I'm the owner, and this is how we're going to do it.
I just don't think that's her. And I think, you know, and this is probably a really good trait as a person, and maybe not always a great trait as an owner, is I think history shown that Genie Bus wants to make a lot of people happy. You know, as many people as possible. Right? Like, that is sort of who she is. She is a very friendly person who I think wants to do the right thing, but wants to do the right thing by as many people as possible, and sometimes that gets in the way of difficult decisions, you know? I believe
that.
Yeah,
but still, at some point, you're the owner. You have to be the one to do this. I get it's not who you are, but once in a while.
I agree that it's the job description. 100%. I just think that we're talking about, you know, the person, right? And this is why there's been, you know, a vacuum of power, right? And why people have been able to kind of come in and have their way, you know, have their sort of wills met as they've kind of navigated through like Lakerdom, right? Like there's a lot of actors that have been able to kind of assemble power and keep power quickly, or, you know, seemingly lose power, but actually not. I mean, there's tremendous sort of palace intrigue with this organization. And I think, you know, part of the reason why is because you have a very nice person at the top of it. And nice doesn't always pay the bills, right? Like it just kind of like, you're right. In this situation, it would be great if you had like a clear direction, if you had, you know, a Stan Kroenke level of, you know, where you empower your general manager to say F them picks and you go, you know what I mean? And like, we're going to do whatever it takes. But, you know, I'm sure there are messages coming from a lot of different people. And if it's I think at times it's really good and at times it's negative, but I think Jeannie has very open ears to these things.
Yeah, I think part of it comes back to, and Jason and I were talking about it earlier, Dan, is, you know, they're used to, at least on the surface, that direct connection that you'd establish with a player. And I wonder to some degree if there isn't a bit of that lamentation here with what Kobe Bryant was, straight shooter, right? At least from everything we've ever heard. Whereas now you've got so many other outside forces, whether in the building or literally outside the building, that you don't get to establish quite the same space here. That, well, Magic's going to be really mad based on, you know, Kobe now being the best Laker.
Well, Magic, I think Magic would sign off on that opinion, generally speaking. But, I mean, I think he's an interesting case study in this, right? Is like, you know, you have Magic Johnson who told us, the reporters, that he was quitting the job before he had told Jeannie. Right. And like it was a very chaotic moment and stuff like that. But like, I mean, Magic and Jeannie are incredibly close still, you know, like we know that Magic was consulted or spoken to at points during time, at, you know, post Frank Vogel hiring. He was spoken to when they hired Frank Vogel. You know, I mean, like, I think that sort of speaks to the issue is you have an incredibly loyal person. And you know, and I think, look, and Kobe Bryant, ultimately, right, was incredibly loyal to the Lakers franchise despite some trade demands here and there and things like that, and the Lakers gave him a lot of reasons to be loyal. But I think it's a combination of all these things at this time, right? Like, I think that's a call she would make, you know. I know that is a call she would make right now if she tries to weigh what to do, or as the organization tries to weigh what it does. I just think that, to your point, right, like, she is allowed to understand or make any decision she wants. She runs the Lakers. And at times, I think the organization would benefit if that power was more acted upon.
Now, before we let you go, now you got to put this in perspective for us. Who is closer, Jeannie Buss and Magic Johnson, or you and Spencer Hawes?
I think it's Jeannie and Magic. However, I don't know that they've ever toasted over fireworks in Manhattan Beach like Spencer Hawes did that night. So, it is a good question. Sometimes, guys, it's about quality time and not quantity of time.
No, that's true.
That's right.
those are words of wisdom right there, Dan Wojcicki. Yeah.
He's on Twitter, at Dan Wojcicki Sports. That is at Dan Wojcicki Sports, LA Times, NBA insider and reporter. Dan, happy 4th of July, and hopefully you're not writing a column later on today at the Lakers using the mid-level exception again.
You just willed it into existence, so thanks for it.
Yay!
You know what? And it's going to be Jell-O Ball. So congratulations. That's what it's going to be. Take it easy, buddy. Have a happy 4th. Dan Wojcicki, great stuff from him there. You know, look, my whole point, Mike, with the Lakers is there's so many reports of different factions of the team that are running things, where they're going to go. And, you know, but sometimes when you're the owner, even if it's not your thing, you got to do it. There's certain things in life that it's not your personality. Like, I don't like confrontation, or I would rather not do this. But once in a while, this is the job. You know, that's what Don Martin, our boss, would always say. That's the job, my man. That's the job. I mean, once in a while, this is the job. And this is the job for Jeannie Buss to say, hey, okay, all this craziness and this, the dumpster fire reputation the organization is going through, this has to stop, like, right now.
What's the old line about power and responsibility? And Spider-Man.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, Jason Smith, Mike Harmon in for Dan and the Danettes today. Coming up next, so if Kevin Durant to the Warriors isn't going to happen, what can we tell you about wherever Kevin Durant winds up signing? We'll tell you next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Fox Sports.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my day, bro.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Redestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Redestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Sports Radio, happy 4th of July. Jason Smith and my best friend Mike Harmon in for Dan and the Danettes today. And without giving too much away, I got to say, my Stranger Things prediction was right. I just had the song wrong. Don't want to give too much away, but I was right. I just had the song wrong, and I'm okay with that. Because now we can talk about another song instead of running up that hill. Because I am done with that song, Mike Harmon. I am absolutely done with running up that hill.
All I can say is that for folks that haven't seen or whatever else, you just spoiled the end of their holiday weekend.
They use all kinds of 80s songs in Stranger Things. And I didn't say what song was used. I never said anything.
Yeah, you say it as music is playing.
I never said, now you're the one spoiling things.
No, you're spoiling things. It was you.
You're spoiling things. You just spoiled it.
You could have just smiled and nodded and been like, yeah, cool.
I made this, you know.
No, you were not subtle at all.
I made this about just glad that there's another song we can talk about besides Running Up That Hill, because I'm done. It's so depressing, and I can't believe they used it, but okay. I'm done with Running Up That Hill.
On the charts for a long time to come.
I'm done.
Dark Side of the Moon was on so many years.
Kate Bush just made like $2.5 million just by the song being used in Stranger Things.
Good for her.
I wish it was a better song.
Whether it was one of the writers or producers or...
Yes,
or,
it was my favorite song somebody, growing up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And it had this resonance. What's it going to cost to get it? Really? Is that cheap? Let's go.
I don't worry. We'll have him back by
midnight. I mean, why do you think, you know, the early episodes of Glee, and they actually made a nod and a wink to it after a while of everything was Journey. Because they were willing to sell cheap.
Oh, sure. Yeah, hey, listen, whatever you're going to give us, we're fine with it. Really? Yeah, go ahead and use it. As we sit here on the 4th of July, minutes away from the 4th of July hot dog eating contest, the rumor today of Kevin Durant potentially going to the Warriors. Mark Spears threw this out on ESPN last night saying, hey, the Warriors have some interest. They have a big package they could put forth for Kevin Durant. Meanwhile, look, this is not going to happen, right? Kevin Durant's not going to go back. He left the Warriors because he didn't want to be there, because he wants more credit to winning championships. So, yeah, he's not going back there. So that's not happening. But the big thing about KD, Mike, is that I don't know, wherever he winds up, is he really going to be happy? Because he has made a cottage industry of not being happy wherever he is. With Oklahoma City, he was the king. When they wrote that Mr. Unreliable headline about him in the newspaper, they had to apologize to him for that headline.
The real MVP got mad.
I mean, just think about that. A headline, Mr. Unreliable, just a critical headline of Kevin Durant. They apologized to him for that headline. He had everything he wanted, but no, I got to get away from Russell Westbrook, so I'm going to leave. I go to Golden State, where everybody loves basketball, right? You're playing for Steve Kerr. Steph Curry is able to shunt aside his ego. You go, you win a couple of titles. You win two NBA Finals MVPs. Nope, not enough, because I'm not getting the credit I deserve, so I'm going to leave and go to Brooklyn, where it's my team, and you're going to find a way to build around me and Kyrie. And you got me and Kyrie, and we brought in James Harden, and it didn't work. We traded for Ben Simmons, and he never saw the court. And now Kyrie is unhappy, and now I want out. He has had every single chance in different situations to enjoy happiness and success in basketball, and he can't. He couldn't enjoy when he was the king in Oklahoma City. Nope, I want to win. I go to Golden State, dude. They would have loved you there. You could have won more titles. Nope, I got to go. Now, okay, Brooklyn's your team now. Now it's your team and everything else called. Nope, I can't enjoy that either. Like, I don't know where he goes he's going to wind up being happy. Because let's say he goes to Phoenix or Miami and he wins a title. Because he listens to too much on social media, and he listens to the critics, all they're going to say is, well, the team was all set already. He was a guy that put him over the top. And he's not, he's just never going to get that hug that he feels that he should get. And he pays too much attention to it. So even if he goes there, how long is he going to be happy for before, you know, things aren't going as great, or I win a title and it's not what I thought it was. And his NBA career, he's going to wind up like Scottie Pippen, just going to be bitter and upset at the end. He's going to be selling bourbon, you know, to try and doing interviews and roasting people that he's had beefs with over the course of the past 10 or 15 years. I just don't see how he's going to be happy, because he's had chances in so many different situations and it hasn't happened for him.
Yeah, I think we got to start a podcast called History of Beef.
Patent pending.
But yeah, it comes down to, look, athletes, anybody out there, wherever you are, thanks for being part of the extended family. The reality is, I mean, so, at some level, a lot of us don't find, you know, the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. You may find the literal pot of gold like Kevin Durant has in terms of cash and anything he's ever wanted, but no matter how successful you are, there's always something eluding you, right? There's always some piece of you that doesn't embrace it 100%. You do that in personal relationships. You do that in your professional work, right? You may have it pretty good to the rest of the world, but inside, it doesn't work. For Kevin Durant, you know, as when he started clapping back with the night the Warriors won the title, Jason, we were wondering that out loud of, all right, why do you feel the need to jump back in? On this, the anniversary, as he said, of his death, July 4th, 2016.
No matter where I just don't see it. I just don't see where his happiness ends up. It's going to be really difficult. Now, on this 4th of July, as we get set, Joey Chestnut set to defend his title. What, 15 of the last 16 mustard belts?
Yeah, that's right.
For Joey Chestnut?
Yeah.
But he is dinged up today, yeah. And he's going to be on a crutch on stage. Does he win, and what's his total?
Well, he wins. It's just whether it's the over-under. Someone just bet $8,000 that he wins. That's $250 just for putting out the bet. He ain't losing.
I'm going to say he wins, but it's 72 hot dogs. Ooh, is your number.
I'll take the over because he wants to prove he can do it while hurt.
Oh, it's the Joey Chestnut flu game. Colin Cowherd's next. This is Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.